The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll have Susan's January trip report. That's coming up on this episode 167 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com and Prep School Travel. Thank you for being here for episode 167. Today is another trip report. It is from Susan, who had a unique trip on a train, and it was a surprise to her son, so you'll hear how that went in just a minute. With these trip report podcasts, I don't like to take too much time here at the top because they are a lot longer than a normal episode. But I do want to remind you to follow on social media so that we can connect there. And in particular, I would love to hear from you on social media about your thoughts on if I might make the podcast only for trip reports. They are by far the most popular content that's on the podcast. And because I'm doing videos now, some of the sort of teachy things lend themselves to video because I can show pictures and video and kind of go more in depth with the teaching type topics. But I haven't committed to that idea. It's just something I've been brainstorming as I try to figure out how all the pieces fit together. So if you have any thoughts on that, I would love to hear it on the social media of your choice. But other than that, I think we will dive into today's episode. Here is Susan. Welcome to the podcast, Susan.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I am excited to talk to you because you have some interesting elements going on your trip that other people don't typically have. So let's dive into what your plans look like.
Okay.
All right. So first of all, who is going to go on this trip with you?
My 12-year-old son, Andrew.
I'm partial to the name Andrew. That is my husband's name. Does he go by Andrew or Drew or?
I call him Andrew. His grandma calls him Andrew. Everybody else calls him Andy because that's what he prefers to go by.
Oh, but you named him Andrew, so you're going to call him Andrew.
Yes.
So you and Andrew, this is not your first trip.
No, this will be my third trip. My first trip was in 1975. My second trip was back in 2016, and this is my third trip. This will be his second trip.
So how did your first trip with him go in 2016?
It was fabulous. He just was like, oh my gosh. He was not excited until we got about maybe 3 to 4 miles from our resort. And I was showing him different things. And he was like, oh my gosh. Oh, there's a sign. There's a sign. You know, he really got into it at that point.
So 2016, was he 10, 11?
He was 11. Was he 10, 11? I can't remember. He was 10 or 11.
Yeah, so it wasn't too long ago. And if I remember correctly from your voicemail, you said that he doesn't know this trip is happening.
Correct. He might have an inkling because I keep having to shut down my computer and things like that whenever he walks into the room where I'm working on it. So he might be suspicious that something's going on, but hopefully not too much.
Well, let's hope that it stays a surprise then. What are your actual trip dates in January?
Well, we are going to arrive at Pop Century on the 18th, and we will be leaving Pop Century on the 29th.
Okay, and I know why you said you're arriving and leaving Pop Century, because you have a bit of a trek to get there and home. So it's going to, your actual departure from home is not the 18th.
No, my departure from home is the 15th.
Okay, so talk about that. How are you getting to Disney World?
We're going by Amtrak. We are taking the train from Oklahoma City. Well, actually, we're going to pick it up in Norman, and we're going to take the train to Kissimmee.
How'd you get there in 2016?
We drove.
Okay. So the idea is that you don't like flying. So in 2016, you drove. What made you decide to take the train this time instead of drive?
Well, my mother's not joining us on this trip. This is kind of like the last mom and son type of thing before he becomes a teenager. So she went with us on our last trip. So I had another adult with me up front. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel comfortable making quite that long of a trip with a child or with another person that's not in the front seat with me that might be able to handle some of the driving if needed.
Right. Like a backup person.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's a 3-day trek to and from, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Any concerns about the length of that, or is that part of it also just part of the adventure?
I do have a few concerns of missing trains, but it's all part of the great adventure.
It has to be, because you're going to be on the train for days, so you might as well make the most of it.
Yes, yes. And we'll have a couple of big stops on the way.
Yeah, so you're stopping in Chicago?
Well, first we'll stop in Fort Worth.
Hey, that's where I live.
Yeah, so we'll be there for a couple of hours, just enough time to grab some lunch. And then we'll head up to Chicago. That's an overnight train. And we've got about 4 hours there. I did want to try to take him over to the Willis Tower, what used to be known as the Sears Tower. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the weather is going to be bitter cold, and you'll have the lake effect wind. And that's not fun. So
no, this is definitely a rough time of year to be in Chicago. But if you could fit, yes, if you could fit some things in, I've actually taken the Amtrak to Chicago before. It's a beautiful train station. So if nothing else, you can hang out there.
Exactly, because I grew up in Michigan, and we would travel to Oklahoma and Texas by train. Mm-hmm. And that's where we would stop. So, yes, it's a great train station that everybody, if they get a chance, check it out. And then we'll have another trip, train from Chicago to Washington, D.C., another overnighter. And we'll have about 2 hours to catch the train to Florida. And that third train will be also another overnighter.
And is that the train, the one from D.C. to Kissimmee, is that the one where it's an auto train where people can actually take their cars?
I'm not exactly sure if that's the one that we're going to be attached to or not.
Me either. But let me know if that ends up being the case. I've always been curious about that. It's not an option, you know, from Texas, but I always think that's fun to drive your car on. And then when you get off in Florida, you have your car to take to Disney World. All right, so let's go fast forward to January 18th when you actually arrive. You're going to stay at Pop Century. Yes, and ma'am. So let's talk about, well, let's first talk about this time of year. How did you choose this time of year to plan your trip?
Well, when we went in 2016, it was still quite hot, and both my son and I have heat issues.
What month was that in 2016?
October.
Okay, mm-hmm.
So it was beautiful weather. It just, you know, hot. And I don't do hot if I can help it. And so that's why I decided I was going to pick a cooler month. And when I had been back in 1975 with my grandparents, it was in February. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, you know, January, February. And I had been listening to podcasts, especially yours. And, you know, and they... I heard that between Martin Luther King Day, right after that marathon run that weekend, and then until about around Valentine's Day, is a pretty decent time to go. So I thought, okay, that sounds great.
It is. It's such a great time to go. And in fact, when you said you had heat issues, this is the time of year I would suggest. I just pulled up my phone to look at the forecast, and it looks like the forecast is in the 60s for a high pretty much every day. So, that'll be a lot different than what you experienced on your last trip, I suspect.
Yes, definitely.
Even in December when we were there, the highs were 82 to 84, which is not normal the week before Christmas, but, you know, it can be quite warm even in the winter months.
Right.
All right. So you have a pretty long trip. I mean, train travel aside, you're still there at Disney World for 9 days. So how did you decide, knowing what you know about visiting Disney World with your son, how did you decide to break up the days, your 9 days that you have there?
Well, we'll do, on our arrival day, we won't really do much of anything except maybe go out to eat. And then we'll do 2 park days, a rest day, 2 park days, a rest day, kind of like that, and, until we leave on the 20th. We'll leave on the 29th.
So how did you, for your park days that you have, so based on what you said, you're going to have 6 park days. How did you decide to break up those amongst the parks?
Well, I looked at different crowd calendars and decided, okay, well, this looks pretty decent, and I realized that those can change, so that's why I decided, okay, this is how I want to have this day. We'll do this park this day because it looks like that crowd won't be too bad.
Right, but how many days, like at Magic Kingdom, how many days at Epcot?
Oh, that way. Let's see. I've got Animal Kingdom. We are going to be there 2 full days. No, 1.5 days. No, I'm sorry. I cannot get my thoughts straight. We'll be there about 2.5 days at Animal Kingdom. Magic Kingdom will be at 2 days and then an evening. Epcot, we're going to have 2 days. And Hollywood Studios, I think we have it as a day and a half or 2 days.
Okay. So, and so let's talk about the Animal Kingdom 2.5 days, because that's more than most people allocate, but there's more to do there now. So what was the thought process behind spending 2.5 days at Animal Kingdom?
My son fell in love with Primeval Whirl.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. He rode it 1 day 6 times, rode it another day 6 times. And he really wants a day where he can ride it as much as he wants. I think one of those rest days is kind of like a day there where we can do whatever he wants for as long as he wants. And we just, you know, won't worry about other things. I've got some fast passes scheduled, but if he wants to just do Primeval World, he can.
And Pandora has opened since you've been there, so I assume that's part of your plans as well.
Oh, definitely. I just recently introduced him to the movie Avatar, and he thought it was really fantastic. And he is very interested in it because he knows we're planning for 2021 and supposedly 2019. So, yes, he wants to see the Flight of Passage and the River Journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure to get passes for those things.
Yeah. So he's sort of part of the planning process. He just thinks that it's going to be a couple of years still.
Yeah, exactly.
But and you're telling him that you're going to Kissimmee, and he doesn't realize Kissimmee is really right next to Disney World, right?
Right. He doesn't even know that we are going on a trip.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell him you're going to Kissimmee on the train, or you're going to tell him that, I guess, when you board the train.
No, he actually worked. I'm hoping that he won't figure it out that we're going to Disney until we get off the train. I made it look like I won an unknown destination vacation.
Oh, okay. I see. It's a mystery.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah. So I'm hoping that he won't figure it out until we get really close to Pop or pull into Pop.
That'll be fun. I hope that works out. Okay, so we talked about sort of how many days you're spending at different parks, and let's talk about dining. Do you have many dining reservations made?
Yes, we've got Yak and Yeti, Tusker House, Sci-Fi, Crystal Palace a couple of times. We're trying breakfast and dinner. Garden Grill, Prime Time, Hollywood and Vine, 1900 Park Fair. We're doing Ohana's 1 day on a rest day, and then on the day that we leave, we'll do that. We do have Be Our Guest, and we do have a Liberty Tree Tavern on the day that we're going to be at Disney After Hours.
Okay, so that'll let's talk about that when we get to the extra magic, because that's obviously an add-on that you had to pay extra for. And I'm excited to talk to you about that and to hear how you liked it when you get home. Okay, so you have lots of dining plans throughout your trip, so we'll kind of go through which ones of those you really liked when you get back. Okay. I want to talk to you. I meant to ask you about this when we were talking about how you allocated your days. You have a long trip, so you have time to rest, and you kind of briefly mentioned what your rest days might look like. So I wanted to revisit that. So how are you spending rest day time?
A couple of times, I think we'll hit the park for like a meal and maybe just one or two rides. I think the day where we've got a Crystal Palace breakfast, we've got fast passes for Big Thunder Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And then we'll just head on to whatever we want to do, followed by dinner at Disney Springs. Another day we have another rest day, we've got Ohana's and 1900 Park Fair. And that day will be spent swimming, doing laundry, Disney Springs, maybe just playing some games at the hotel.
So your rest days aren't necessarily non-park days. They're just not as busy as...
Correct. We might eat, might ride one or two rides, depending on how he feels, and leave it at that.
And you have time to do that. That's the great part about longer trips.
Yes, yes.
And since it won't be hot, it won't be so tiring. That's one of the great things about this time of year. Okay, so when it came time to make your fast passes, did you have any big issues with that, or did it go fairly smoothly? How'd that work out?
I was scared to death because I was going to be doing it for myself this time. And of course, it happened on a Sunday when I'm trying to get things ready. And so I just got up early, got online. And so I looked at each day, which park I'm going to be at, which ride I wanted. I got every single one I wanted.
Good. Even Flight of Passage.
Even Flight of Passage.
That's the hard one that hangs up people. Even people that book 60 days in advance get hung up on that one sometimes.
Well, I remembered, I believe you had said in a podcast one time, you know, don't necessarily try it for the first day you'll be at that park, but perhaps the second or third day you'll be at that park. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did, and I didn't have any problem at all. I think there were like one or two. It's like I couldn't get it right at the exact time I was hoping, but close enough that it didn't concern me at all.
Good. So that's a good reminder to people that are booking fast passes. Do Flight of Passage in particular. Go a little bit into your trip if you're staying on site and try to get it then, because the further into the future you go, the better your odds are. So I'm glad you were able to snag that and that you didn't have any issues. So let's talk about Extra Magic. You mentioned the After Hours event, which is happens to be one of my favorites. And so you are doing that with your son. So When I asked you how much time you're spending in Magic Kingdom, you said 2 days and an evening. So is this the evening?
Yes, that's the evening.
Okay. Does your son know anything about that event?
It was something that he said that he would like to do because we're taking a look for our 2019 trip, taking a look at things we would like to do. And it's like, oh, look at this, because he loved the Halloween party and how few rides had lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just like, yeah, that'd be great to do that.
It is great. If you aren't at a party for special fireworks or parades, it's perfect because it's just snacks and rides all night long and no people hardly. So I think that'll be fun. You'll definitely get to ride whatever you want that night. What else? Any other extra magic that we haven't talked about during your trip?
Not that I can think of offhand. That's the only thing I have planned on.
You have lots of special dining experiences, though. So that's going to fill your that'll fill your days. Well, I am excited to hear how it goes. You have a long trip, so there'll be lots to talk about when you get back, and I can't wait to hear all about it.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited and looking forward to it, and I'll be letting him know that I won this so-called trip on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, great. I hope it goes well, and can't wait to hear about it when you get back at the end of January.
All right. Well, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Susan. This episode is once again sponsored by Picnic, P-I-C-N-I-I-C. I would have loved this app when I had kids that were entering, especially the teenage years, because it was so hard keeping track of all of their stuff. They have jobs, they have events, they have, you know, friends to do stuff with. And it was really hard to figure out when to even schedule a dinner together or make an appointment for them to go to the doctor or something like that without, you know, knowing their calendar. So Picnic can help with that because there are shared calendars. You can add to-do lists and assign them to particular family members. There are even shopping lists, so you can add items for different stores that you frequent, and everybody can have one place to go to keep track of it. The best way to sign up for Picnic is go to picnic.com/get started. That's PICNIIC.com/get started and use promo code PODPIC, PODPIC, and that gets you 30 days of Picnic Premium for free. Welcome back from your trip, Susan.
Well, thank you. It was awesome.
Well, spoiler alert, it was awesome. So that's good. I can't wait to hear about it. You and I are talking on February 6th, and your trip dates were the 18th to the 29th. And
yes.
I'm excited to hear about it. So first of all, this was a surprise to your 12-year-old son, Andrew. Tell us how that part of it went.
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome. I've recorded it. I videotaped it. I received mail that made it look like I won an unknown destination vacation. Mm-hmm. I had already planned this ahead of time, and I told them I got some really cool mail, but I can't tell you about it until the 14th mm-hmm. of January. So Sunday afternoon, I give him the letter that shows him that I had won this unknown destination vacation. Mm-hmm. And we had to be at the train station. It was originally for Oklahoma City, but because we needed to board our dogs down in Norman, we picked up the train there instead. And so he was just so hyped up. So hyped up.
So you told him about the envelope on the 14th, but you didn't tell him where you were going.
Correct. Correct. He didn't find that out until the 18th.
Until you got there or until you got on the train?
Until we got there.
Okay.
Until we got to Disney World.
All right. So there's a couple days on the train before you got there. So
yes.
How did that journey go? Because it was a long one.
Very tiring. We first got to Fort Worth and we had enough of a layover to use the bathroom, to get something to eat, you know, and just kind of sit around and relax. He looked up at one of the monitors and he knew what train number we had to get, but he mixed up the lines and he thought instead of going to Chicago, he thought we were heading to San Antonio because mm-hmm. Chicago was where we needed to pick up our next train. And he knew we were going to be going someplace warm. So once he realized we're not going south, this is St. Louis, you know, mm-hmm. the next morning we're mm-hmm. in St. Louis. And he was just like, okay, this is different. I said, well, you know, let's open up our next envelope, which had the next clue, which told him he had to get on another train. Unfortunately, the train leaving Chicago was approximately 3 to 4 hours late leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh no, we're not going to make our connection in D.C. And sure enough, we did not. So I was a little bit concerned about that. But the next, you know, that the following morning on the way to D.C. from Chicago, I received an email saying, okay, we've got you on this train that leaves a few hours later in this on this car in this roomette. I was like, wonderful. Before I even was really aware of what was going on, they had already taken care of it.
Good. They rebooked you. So all these clues that you're giving along the way, did your son know that you had created them or did he think that was part of the trip you won?
He thought it was part of the trip I won. He came to tell me later. He thought that I might know where we were going, but, you know, but at this point he had absolutely no clue.
as to what was going on. We had envelopes that I had typed up, and we had to open up at certain times of the day, and it would give us our next bit of information. Mm-hmm. So instead of getting in about 10:30 into Kissimmee, because I knew if we stopped in Orlando on the train, he would figure it out. But if we went on past Kissimmee, which is actually a little bit closer to Disney World than Orlando is, he wouldn't have, he has got nothing to associate Kissimmee with. Mm-hmm. So we got to Kissimmee, and it was just a few hours later that what was planned, and I had already called our town car. And they were there at the train station waiting for us with a sign that had my name. And Andrew's like, oh, my gosh, this is really cool. And, you know, we get into the car, and the chauffeur knew not to say anything to Andrew. So he stepped out of the car for a couple minutes to get directions to make sure he knew exactly where we needed to go. Mm-hmm. And you know, and we're telling him about this unknown destination. We're like, well, do you know where we're going? And he goes, yes, I do. And it's like, oh, really? And so he played along with it beautifully. And we come to that big sign that goes across the highway that says, welcome to Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. And the driver catches my eye in the mirror, and I nod to him. I've got out my phone. I'm videotaping Andrew. And you know, he's like, well, why are you videotaping me? I said, like, because I think you're a cute kid, and I love you. You're my son. He's like, oh, okay, well, thanks. Mm-hmm. And the driver tells him, look, and points. And he sees this sign, and he says, we're going to Disney World. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm so hyped. I'm so excited. Oh, my lands. And I hand him this bag, and I said, open this up. He goes, okay. I said, what's in there? He goes, our magic bands. And he pulls them out and figures out which one is his, because I had traded out the pucks because he wanted to use the theme of green and purple the next time we went to Disney World. Aww. Well, this was the next time, so I traded out the pucks. We had green and purple. And he's like, wait a minute. Did you know about this? I go, yes. Who do you think planned it all? You mean we didn't win? I said, no. I planned this all. I made all the arrangements for this. He goes, this is so awesome. Aww. This is wonderful. I mean, he was just so, so, so excited. And like I said, I videotaped it, and I put it, you know, on Facebook so our friends and family could see. And he's got a couple of little followers on YouTube, so I posted it there on our page. And so he was just utterly, utterly shocked.
That's nice. You pulled it off. It doesn't always work. It doesn't always work out, but it sounds like it did.
No, I mean, I was amazed that I pulled it off. I thought for sure he had figured it out because he's a smart kid. And I just never imagined that I'd ever really, truly be able to pull it off. But there was a drawback I discovered as the days went on. He has anxiety issues. And because of his anxiety issue, he needs to know things ahead of time so he can prepare his mind for it.
Yeah, this is why I've never been able to do a surprise. My kids have severe anxiety, and that's why I have such elaborate itineraries, because they need to know and prepare ahead of time. I actually surprised my kids one time with a limo, and my daughter's reaction was to panic because that wasn't on the plan.
Oh, yeah. So, the schedules and the fast passes that I had already prepped, I hung on to them at that point. But I ended up chucking several of them, which was okay. We just kind of went with the flow.
Yeah, you had several days to do things, so that's that side.
Yes.
So the town car that you were in took you to Pop Century.
Yes.
Where you were staying. And so overall, how did you like Pop Century?
It was very nice. I only have Art of Animation to compare it to. And from when we went in 2016. And Pop Century is, I know it's sister resort, and we were in the 70s area, which is the furthest one away from the building, but there's so many little sidewalk shortcuts that you can find that, you know, you can head over to just about any place anywhere. We were in a remodeled room. which was very nice because I had called and requested that simply because of his asthma and allergies. I figured that would be our best bet to make sure we didn't have any carpeting. And that worked out great.
So compared to Art of Animation, what'd you think?
Nice, but a lot smaller. The rooms, because we were in a suite before.
Oh, yeah.
And this time we had, you know, I think it's a queen bed and a Murphy bed.
Right. Yeah, the remodeled rooms have queen beds, whereas the older ones had full size or doubles.
Yeah. And so we had room for the two of us. You know, we each had our own bed. And I have to use a scooter because of back and knee and hip issues. And so there was just enough room for the scooter at one point, at one area. And so we made it work for ourselves.
Good.
And I mean, the layout of the room itself is great. You know, because you've got the sliding doors between the bedroom and the bath facilities. And then you've got the other sliding door, the pocket door, or I don't know if it's a pocket or what, between the actual bathtub commode area and the sink area. So that way people can be using the sink while somebody else is in the other section.
Yeah, and that's especially helpful when you have older kids. Because
exactly.
They need privacy more so than, you know, little ones who don't care so much.
Exactly. And, you know, and he's getting ready to be a teenager in a few months. And so it worked out great for us that, you know, one of us could be getting dressed in the bedroom area while the other one's getting a shower. And and I loved all the storage area there.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. As we hung up our shirts and we, you know, put our, like our pants in the little cubbies below where we had hung up our shirts, and we had drawers for socks and undies and other things. And there's a little safe that fit both of our computers. And I was amazed at how much storage there really was there.
Yeah. It's hard to beat the value of a Pop Century stay. I don't think it gets any better.
Yes, and I like it because it had the dedicated buses for Pop. Because I was concerned about, you know, if we were at one of the All-Stars, what would happen if the bus was full and there I am waiting with my scooter and there's no room.
Yeah, Pop Century's having their own buses, which take you right to the parks, is super helpful. At the All-Stars, it often works out that way, but there is always a chance they'll share. So as you said, if you have a scooter, that can be a real limitation since you need lots of space and time to load up.
Right, right. Because I did hit a few toes now and then, unfortunately.
Yeah. So your trip dates were the 18th to the 29th, end of January.
Yes.
And normally that's a light crowd time, but I happen to know this year was a little different. So I'm curious to hear from you how you felt about the dates, the time of year that you went.
Well, compared to when we had been in October of 2016, the crowds were less.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, when you're in the Pandora section of Animal Kingdom, yes, it is more crowded there. But other than that, and of course, Magic Kingdom tends to always have a little bit more of a crowd, but they weren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have problems with it very much, except for the occasional person that would stop right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just like, please don't stop on a dime. But it all worked out. You know, I just like, okay, be patient. And I didn't think the crowds were that bad.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that. A lot of people that have been, you know, many times did think it was busy. And it was kind of a combination of people rescheduling from the hurricane, the Pro Bowl, and different things all happening at once to make it busier than normal. But I'm glad you didn't find it to be too busy.
No, I was really, really pleased with it. You know, there were a few times where it's just like, oh, good grief, people. Let's part the waters and just keep moving, you know. But overall, I would say the crowds were pretty decent. At a scale of 1 to 10, I personally, because I don't really have it much to compare with, I would say overall, probably, I would say about a 5 or 6, you know, busy, but not so busy that you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, it's kind of a moderate busy.
Right, right. And with Andrew qualifying for the disability assistance pass, you know, that helped us. We could go, you know, get a return time and go do something else,
you know,
and that helped us with all that.
So let's talk about your park time. You have a lot of days, so we may not have time to go through them one day at a time, but let's talk about them by park.
Okay.
You mentioned in particular, you were going to spend a lot of time in Animal Kingdom. I think partially because your son really liked it and partially because you needed time for Pandora. Talk about your Animal Kingdom time. How'd that go?
Well, that was actually our very first day. Mm-hmm. And, I had fast pass for the Navi River journey, and we thought we would do the DAS for, the Flight of Passage. Well, it wasn't super busy in the fast pass section, so they told us, go on in. And we didn't run into anybody else in the fast pass line until we got to the ramp area to go down into the, I don't know what you call the sections. And we were both very excited about it, and it was really awesome getting into the theme of the ride itself. You know, they scan the bodies and, you know, mm-hmm. try to find an avatar to match you. And that was really cool. Andrew really enjoyed that. And then when we were watching that last little video before going into the room to get on, they looked to me, they looked like motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Andrew was fine until the person said heights and drops.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought it was going to be like Soarin', where when we rode it a couple years ago, we were in the very top row, and he's afraid of heights.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried, and he sat on it, and when he felt that back bit mm-hmm. come up to his back and on his legs, he's like, nope, I can't do it. Mom, you stay. You ride it. I want you to ride it. You can tell me about it. So he went out in the hall. I rode it. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Simply fabulous.
Yeah, what a way to start a trip.
Yes, I was just like, oh my gosh, oh my, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. I was screaming along with enjoyment and, you know, having to hold on to the glasses because they did not fit very well over mine. But that was okay. I didn't care. It was just marvelous.
And did you think after writing it that your son would have enjoyed it if he had done it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very, very much so. But at that moment, we had pixie dust sprinkled on us. We were given at that point fast passes for, I think, anything except for Flight of Passage and fast passes for Navi River Journey. So we could do that twice.
So how did that happen?
Well, the guy out there waiting with Andrew felt bad for him. And during this time, we're celebrating Andrew's birthday, and he's wearing his little birthday pin. And the guy felt bad for him that he wasn't able to ride and just gave us some pixie dust and gave us a couple fast passes.
That is Disney at its best, where they take a moment that it may not be super great and they turn it into something nice.
Yes, it was just wonderful. In fact, we could use both of those, if I remember correctly. It turned out we weren't able to use. So we passed one of them on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very appreciative. But we went on the Navi River journey, and his eyes just popped open wide. He's like, oh, this is so wonderful. This is beautiful. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And he just absolutely loved it. And he, oh my goodness, it was just marvelous. But and he loved that. And then we had reservations for Tusker House.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our breakfast there, and of course, get to meet everybody and in their little safari costumes, and had a great interaction with Donald. But I had him sign postcards with pictures of Chip and Dale, and you know, because he's not a big fan of the chipmunks. And we love Tusker House. It's a great meal. The character interaction is fantastic. And just the cast members themselves there are wonderful.
Did you have to wait too long after you checked in to be seated?
Oh, maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No. You know, and because Andrew is such a big animal lover, we went to Kilimanjaro Safaris. I believe I had a fast pass for that. And you know, and I can transfer easily, so it wasn't any problem to get out and get into into the Jeep that they use. And we just loved seeing all the different animals out there. And so I also had fast passes for his favorite ride, Primeval World.
Yeah, I had a feeling you might be mentioning some Primeval World time. So
unfortunately, because of the anxiety issues, he was not able to ride it.
Oh, that's so yes. He did before, but not, yes. not this time.
He just couldn't wrap his mind around it. And so he tried a couple of different times when we were there on another day to ride it. He just couldn't get his mind wrapped around it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just like, okay, well, if you're not up to it, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Let's go do something else. And we rode Dinosaur, and that thing, oh, it's jerky, but it was fun. It's a fun, scary ride for me. he enjoyed most of it, but you know, a couple of parts where the dinosaurs kind of pop out at you, he's like, ah! You know, but we rode it a second time and ended up bonking heads. As unfortunately, I'd forgotten to bring his noise canceling headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have helped him a lot on some of the larger rides. We did get to see the Finding Nemo musical, mm-hmm. and that was cute because we just needed a break and some place to sit. And then we had dinner at Yak and Yeti. Oh my lands! He, as soon as he bit into the firecracker shrimp, he says, "We've got to come back here another time."
Wow.
Yes, he absolutely loved it, as did I. We did the actual restaurant itself,
mm-hmm.
and they fill you up so much, we ended up having to take our dessert back to the room and enjoy it later.
Good. I happen to like that place, too. And remind me, were you on the dining plan or no?
Yes, we were on the deluxe dining plan.
Oh, deluxe. So you had, you had lots of table service credits to use.
Yes, and we ended up using a lot of them to bring snacks home, which is what my son likes to do. Because he'll take some to church and share with his friends, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a great time there. You know, even though he wasn't able to do some of the things he had really wanted to do, when he realized we could do them, we still had a good time, you know, seeing the different things, seeing some new things, you know, and trying Yak and Yetis. Because he considers himself a little bit of a restaurant critic, and he'll go into this critique mode and talk about the flavors and the blending and, you know, and he has a good time with that, as do I.
So you originally planned on 2.5 days at Animal Kingdom, partially because your son loved Primeval World. So did you end up doing 2.5 days or not?
Yes, we did. We just, I don't remember if we did the whole 2.5. I know we did 1.5 and part of a day, because we did hit all four parks one day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's stay on Animal Kingdom for one more second. Did you get a chance to see Pandora at night?
No, we did not. We forgot to go back over there towards evening time to see what it looked like. And I was just like, oh, no, I forgot to do that. And it's just like, oh, well, we're going back in 2021. We'll do it then.
Did you see Rivers of Light?
No, we didn't get to see that show either, because Andrew's not a big show person.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard good and bad reviews, so I just wasn't quite sure about, you know, was this something worth staying for or not. But, you know, since this trip was primarily for him, I tried to keep things that I know that he would like.
Yeah, it's a good one to remove from the list if you're not really into shows. Our family is really into shows, but if you're not, I think there's a lot of other ways that you could spend your evening.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that was the Animal Kingdom. Sounds like, in general, you had a good time, even if some of the plans had to change as you went.
Yes.
Now, Magic Kingdom, you had 2 days plus a Disney After Hours evening plan. So let's talk about Magic Kingdom.
Okay, let's see. I did have, on our first day at Magic Kingdom, I had had some fast passes for a couple of roller coasters. I was thinking it was Big Thunder Mountain, mm-hmm. and maybe Seven Dwarves. He's like, no, let's just hold on. Let's hold off on those. So we went over to Tomorrowland Speedway, And he, in the time that we were there, we wrote it two or three different times. Mm-hmm. And he got a big kick out of actually being able to drive a car. Oh, and, you know, when we got close to the end, I would take over the gas pedal part because I could, yeah, I was concerned that he might press the gas a little too hard and bump the people in front. But he did a pretty decent job of, you know, of a 12-year-old driving,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we, our first time there, we were going to have breakfast at Crystal Palace. And so we, that's why we had time to do the Speedway. And I got to see Merida. She's my favorite princess because she's not a girly girl type mm-hmm. princess.
Mm-hmm.
And because I grew up with two older brothers and hanging out with the guys because there's a lot less drama. Mm-hmm. So I've got some cute pictures. Andrew looks like he's just utterly bored to death seeing Merida, but I enjoyed it myself.
Good.
And we did Crystal Palace breakfast, and on another time we did Crystal Palace dinner. And both interactions were really great. The food was really nice. It, you know, it's not 5-star quality food, but it's good.
Yeah,
and we both enjoyed it.
I think for a buffet, it's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I finally got to introduce them. Well, I was going to introduce them to Pirates of the Caribbean. We get past all the archways and in there. And the audio had stopped. So they gave us passes to come back and see it another time. So it's like, okay, great. We'll catch it another time. And because I had ridden that with my grandparents, and I wanted him to have the experience of riding it. We were a little disappointed, but we were okay with that. And, you know, they gave us, you know, like I said, they gave us fast passes to come to that on another day. So, you know, we went back to the resort on the first day at Magic Kingdom for a little swimming. Just as we get to the hippy dippy pool for swimming, they had to do an unexpected cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, great. And Andrew's so disappointed. But they tell him, oh, well, the bowling pin pool is open because the one by our room was closed,
mm-hmm.
the computer. So we went to the bowling pin and we swam around a little bit in there, and he played with some kids and had a great time. And let's see, I'm trying to think of where, when we went back. Well, we went back to Magic Kingdom. Let's see. When did we go back to that rest day? I've got these things typed up. Okay, the 25th was our full Magic Kingdom day where we, you know, got to sleep in a little bit because we had reservations at Be Our Guest for lunch. Really great. Really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw now that they've got where you can order your food ahead of time using the dining plan.
You could always order your food ahead of time there for breakfast and lunch. It's separate from the mobile ordering that has just been released.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, but we enjoyed that, and we did get on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train that day, and Andrew actually got me on it. I don't do roller coasters. I hate the drops in roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew got me on it, and it's like, okay, this isn't bad. You
yeah.
know, and there's no big drops, which
right.
I like that. So we ended up riding it twice. And I actually let go of the bar during the second ride, which is not like me at all.
So in your Disney After Hours evening, you may have had more of an opportunity to do that ride, right?
We did, but we didn't take it. Andrew did not want to ride it at night because since we had ridden that, he wanted to do some of the other things we didn't get to do on our Magic Kingdom day. And, you know, like the carousel. We did Peter Pan. We did Winnie the Pooh again. We rode Buzz Lightyear Space Rangers. Is mm-hmm. that the name of it?
Yeah.
We rode that one 4 times in a row during the party.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I had been to the Not So Scary Halloween party before, and it was pretty crowded, but, you know, not bad. But I was just like, oh my lands, this is awesome. For one of those, well, you know, we actually just got to stay in the car and ride it again. On the last time we rode it, all Andrew did, he didn't try to hit any of the targets. He just spun himself around.
Yeah.
Oh, he really enjoyed that.
So Disney After Hours was a hit for you guys.
Yes, it was. We had a great time. We ended up riding about 14, 15 different rides. And you know, in those 3 hours. And we thought that was just fabulous. You know, because we did some walking around, looking at things, you know, taking it easy. They had free popcorn, free ice cream, mm-hmm. free bottled drinks. And like any 12-year-old child, Andrew took advantage of that situation and, you know, enjoyed the ice cream and the popcorn. And he just, he really blossomed that night to enjoy a lot of different things. We had ridden the Jungle Cruise earlier during the trip, and he's like, nope, I don't want to ride it at night. That big snake, that one really kind of got to me. He does not do snakes nor bugs.
Me either, and, Andrew.
Oh, he was not a big fan, but he said, you go right ahead, I'll wait for you right here. Same way with the Haunted Mansion. He made it through the stretching room, but could not get on the Doom Buggy, but he said, you ride it, I'll wait for you. So we did that, and one of the times we were at Magic Kingdom, he got to see Carousel of Progress. I had not seen that since 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if he would enjoy it or not, but he loved it and ended up singing the song from it several different times throughout the trip. You know, and he liked that. He liked the People Mover, and goodness, I can't think of what else we did out there on that day. Oh, on one of the days out there, we did do Voyage of the Mermaid and saw the Gaston statue, did a little shopping in that area. Like I said, we didn't do the mine train during the party time, but we did so many other things. It didn't matter to him.
Yeah. It's a great time to sample a little of everything because there's no lines.
Yes. We were, I mean, I think the longest we had to wait was maybe 5-10 minutes for Peter Pan. You know, just walking in that little line. They didn't have the regular line open so you could see the queue. Yes, which we did get to see last time, and I was a little disappointed they didn't have that open. But it's like, that's okay. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, there's plenty of time to see the queue if you go during normal hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I had written down that one of your reservations was Ohana. So did you happen to pair that with a Magic Kingdom day, or did you do that some other time?
That was our rest day and the day that we left. We did Ohana's twice.
Okay. And since we're talking about it, how did that go?
Oh, we loved Ohana's. Andrew absolutely adores Stitch, and you know, even got himself a couple of stuffed Stitches. And they were fantastic. We had a wonderful server. There was an issue where a gnat had come and landed on Andrew's plate. And because he does not do bugs, they brought him out a brand clean plate. They even brought out a big new platter of the meal.
Wow.
And the guy said, oh, I totally understand. Because I wasn't grossed out, but, you know, it was a gnat. They don't bother me, but I understand they bother other people. And I didn't see it. And so, but once that was brought to us, Andrew was able to eat again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they take care of you there.
Yes.
And the second time we were there, we were very late getting there because my scooter broke down. And we were late getting there. Said, oh, we don't care if you're late. We'll feed you at any time. And I thought that was really sweet. And, you know, we did pictures with all the characters. And then they had a photo pass opportunity the first time with Pluto. And the second time we were there, it was just, you know, family pictures. Because we had already seen the characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, nice. Lovely that you love that you enjoyed it so much.
Yes.
Let's go back to park talk and move on to Epcot, because I believe you had 2 days scheduled there, including a meal at Garden Grill. So how did Epcot go?
Fabulous. We had breakfast at Garden Grill. We love Chip and Dale. I got them mixed up. They thought that was funny. And it's a great breakfast. We enjoy how it rotates gently around, and the meal is very good, and decent coffee. And that's hard. I have a hard time finding coffee I like, except at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which at the different parks, but the parks they gave us Starbucks for free because he had his birthday pin on.
Nice.
Yes. So, you know, we were pixie dusted a lot. But back to Epcot, you know, we enjoyed it. And then after breakfast, we were able to meet up with my late husband's cousin who lives in Tampa and said, I want to see you guys while you're here. And we said, great. So he was getting an annual pass, and we met up with him, and we had probably one of the best days. And he knows all the different areas, and we went to ride different rides. The guys rode, I rode with them once, Test Track.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my child with high anxiety issues, but yet he's more than willing to ride Test Track.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved it. And he wrote it again that next time in the front seat.
Oh, nice. I wonder if it's so similar to a car. Maybe he felt that was familiar.
Possibly. And with having his big cousin there who's in his 40s. And, you know, I think he just felt a little bit more secure.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And we looked at the aquarium section, and we thought that was real cool. Found the hidden Mickey down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And we thought that was really cool. And we ended up riding the little Nemo ride there, which was a nice little break. We ate at the Tangerine Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And as I like Mediterranean food, I love lamb. I just love lamb. And what was that place? Is Tangerine Cafe?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And that was really good. And we had so many credits, we were able to pay for Jeff's meal that way. And he said, man, this has been really fun. You know, we did Frozen because we had not seen Frozen before. And Andrew liked that. You know, it was a nice, gentle ride. And we did that. We looked around some of the pavilions. And because last time we were there, we had gotten to most of the pavilions. And so we we did not get into the Mexico one before. And so we did get into the Mexico pavilion and rode, I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Grand Fiesta.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Donald Duck and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cute. And I love the Aztec pyramid there and the Mayan pyramid. I can't tell the difference, but I love how it's all decorated, and you know, the Festival of the Arts was going on. And so you've got all this artwork everywhere and these different bands playing. We saw living statues
mm-hmm.
at one point, and those were really neat to look at. And we got a big kick out of what they were doing. And
so as you were walking around the World Showcase, were you using your credits at the Festival of the Arts booth to pay for food, or?
No, because we weren't really in a snacky mood.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we did that. I think Andrew and I got some snacks. I don't remember if it was at that park or at another park. We did do a few snacks, but we're just not real big snack people. We enjoyed getting them and taking them home. I did have my Mickey pretzel though. I had to have my Mickey pretzel at one point. I did get that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you know, Epcot on the different days we were there. Oh, and Jeff introduced Andrew to Figment.
Mm-hmm.
And we rode the Figment ride, and that is simply adorable.
It is super cute.
It is.
So the only thing I haven't heard you mention is Soarin'.
That was a no-go for us.
Okay.
That was one that Andrew had previously stated he would never ride, and I knew not to push it. I loved it when we went. I have a fear of heights, but if I don't look down, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I've assured him next time we go, we will request for the bottom row, and that way you won't be up so high. Excuse me. And hopefully you will enjoy it more.
Yeah.
So we did not go on that one. So when we go back, I think he'll like it more.
And it sounds like you did everything else though. Besides Soren.
Just about. We didn't get to Living with the Land. We just kind of ran out of time that day. And Andrew's like, nah, I'm okay if I don't get to see that one. It's like, okay. On another day, we did get to see Baymax, which is one of his favorite characters also.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had pictures with Baymax, and he got a big Baymax hug. And that, you know, he was really happy to get to see him.
Yeah, he's cute too.
Yes, he is. And he had that movie had a lot of influence on Andrew wanting to go into computer sciences.
Nice. As a fellow computer science person, I love that.
Yeah, he's thinking robotic engineering or coding.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, he can do that now.
Yeah.
As a 12-year-old. Okay, so the last park is Hollywood Studios, which you had 1.5 to 2 days slated for, including a meal at Sci-Fi Diner, I believe. How did that go?
Well, let's see. We had a couple different times there. We had an evening time at Hollywood, and we did do Sci-Fi Diner. It was okay. We were in one of the cars we were in the front of the car, at the very front, and so we're craning our necks to look up at the screen. And it was a little disappointing that they didn't actually show a whole movie. We were kind of really hoping for that. I got a kick out of the advertisements that they showed for the different movies. And the food was okay. It's one of those places I prefer prime time a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Star Tours. And the first time we rode it, I got picked as the spy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun.
And it's like, because I had had my camera out earlier, hoping that Andrew would be the spy, but I put it away thinking, oh, maybe they don't do that anymore, because it felt like the time had passed, and there I was up on the screen. I was like, oh, my. So, you know. We rode Star Tours several times. And because he's not into Rock and Roller Coaster and won't do Tower of Terror, but we did do Toy Story Mania. And then the second time we went to Hollywood Studios was the day after we went to Epcot with Jeff, and he was able to join us again with his roommate, April. And we were also able to get them put on the DAS. They said, that's not a problem at all, since they're with you. You know, we can do that. And we did Star Tours again, and this time Andrew was the spy.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that was really funny to get to be the spy. And we rode Toy Story Mania, and we went to Launch Bay and got to see that little movie short about The Last Jedi, which we had seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed that. And at that point, Andrew's like, oh, I want to see the characters, but I don't want to wait right now. And one of the cast members said, well, if you come near closing, it's usually not as crowded. It's like, okay, great. And we had the dining package where Hollywood and Vine and Fantasmic. Mm-hmm. And I had asked, well, can the cousins join us? And they said, sure, that's not a problem at all. So they joined us for prime time. And not prime time, but Hollywood and Vine.
Mm-hmm.
And Fantasmic, which was amazing.
The Fantasmic was amazing?
Yes.
So you hadn't seen it before on your previous?
No, mm-hmm. No, we had not seen it before. And, you know, even Andrew enjoyed it thoroughly. He was just amazed at it. As The Sorcerer's Apprentice is one of his favorite movies, movie excerpts from Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was mesmerized by it, as were all of us. And, you know, he got the responsibility of getting the popcorn for us. And thankfully it was, you know, just right behind us. So I feel safe at Disney with him. Mm-hmm. You know, if he needs to go off to the bathroom or to go get a snack, I feel comfortable that there's enough cast members there watching out. And he knows what to do if he gets separated.
Yes, I agree with you. My son is 16. Our last trip, he ventured out alone and went back to the hotel by himself. And it was the first time he's ever done that. And it's only because we were at Disney that we felt comfortable with him trying to finally, you know, show some independence.
Yes, yes. It's a great place for that. Because we, you know, we had talked about what to do if you get separated. Because he has a phone and he knows to call me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to stay put, don't go with anybody. Even if somebody insists, you say, no, you can stay with me and I'll call my mom, you know.
Right.
So, but yeah, it was, and then, you know, we said goodbye to Jeff in April. They wanted to go see the Galactic Star Wars Spectacular show. I don't know the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew wanted to see about getting to see BB-8 and all that. So we went over and we saw Chewbacca, who, he's so cool. He's just... the person that does Chewbacca just portrays him so well as just a lovable, huggable carpet bag, walking carpet bag, you know, as it said for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's just so fantastic. And we had great interaction with him and went and saw Kylo Ren. And I'm 52 years old and that guy scares me.
Mm-hmm. He is scary.
He is very scary. He admired Andrew's shirt. We have shirts that were made for us, and it was just, you know, the typical silhouette of Mickey's head, but it had little Darth Vader's and crossed lightsabers all over it. And mm-hmm. Kylo Ren, you know, appreciated his what he was wearing. And and then we went over to BB-8, and BB-8 is just so cute. You just want to take him home. He's just so adorable. And he made a big fuss over Andrew, and because Andrew had a little stuffed porg with him that
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he just, that really made Andrew's night to get to see BB-8
yeah.
in person.
Yeah. That's cute. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your Hollywood Studios time as well. I know there's not a whole lot to do, but next time you go back, it's going to be a lot different. So,
oh, yes, I can hardly wait. But I did have one very funny encounter. Are you familiar with a lady that stays on the main street of Hollywood Studios and has this little Yorkshire Terrier stuffed animal out in the middle? She's dressed in the 40s style costume.
Yeah, they have the street performers. I'm not sure if I'm familiar with that particular one, though.
Well, you know, I'm in my scooter. I see this Yorkie. I see the lady. And I was like, I want to have some fun. So I act like I can't see that Yorkie standing there. And nobody's around it. And so I'm just driving along looking. I'm looking at it out of the corner of my eye. And I get super close and then veer off all of a sudden, and everyone's screaming thinking that I'm going to hit this little puppy dog, and it's stuffed. And the lady, I turn back around and the lady is just laughing so hard. And so we had a nice visit with her, and she said, oh, that is the funniest thing I've seen all day. And and there's a guy with her that went and got the dog and was loving at it and calming it down, you know. And we just had a really good laugh about it. And you know, she appreciated somebody, you know, having some fun,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing something out of the ordinary, which I love about Disney is that you don't have to be ordinary. It's nothing to see a guy with Mickey ears on his head. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks anything bad about this guy that's, you know, has Mickey ears on.
No. Nope.
And I love that. You get to be a kid.
That's right. Everybody gets to have fun.
Yes.
So let's talk about some sort of miscellaneous things. You have a deluxe dining plan. So in retrospect, how did you feel about that? Was that a good choice?
Yes. Simply because I like not having to worry about, do I have enough credits?
Mm-hmm.
I liked it was already paid for. We had plenty left over to use for snacks to bring home. And, you know, we could eat what we wanted, when we wanted, and how much we wanted, basically. Even though neither one of us were big eaters, at every meal we left something. Mm-hmm. You know, like at Sci-Fi, I only ate half of my Reuben sandwich, and Andrew only ate half of his sandwich. Because they make everything so big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buffets were great for us because we didn't feel bad about wasting food, because we would just take little bits at a time and then go back and get more.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, and it was great for some of the character interactions. Like, we did the 1900 Park Fair with Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, he got to try strawberry soup for the first time. And it was delicious. And the character interactions there were magnificent. Cinderella, she let me record her giving a greeting to a little cousin of ours who had just been there, you know, a month or so before.
Mm-hmm, that's cute.
Yes, it was just adorable. And Lady Tremaine is very creepy, my son and I decided. And I got pictures of her with my son, and his eyes were just like saying, get away from me. And Anastasia didn't really get into it that much, but it was okay because she realized he wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
But Drizella, oh my goodness, she was the funniest one of them all. And just really laid it on thick and, you know, tried to get Andrew to talk to her. She was hilarious. There's no other way to put it. And she really gets into it.
Yeah, the Henri characters are the best because they can.
Oh, definitely.
They have so much leeway with what they can say and do.
Yes. Yes.
Did you have Memory Maker on this trip?
Oh, yes. I always, you know, the past two trips, you know, I get the Memory Maker because this is, you know, I took lots of pictures myself, but, you know, if I'm taking the pictures, I'm not in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yes, we use the Memory Maker at all the parks. And if there was a Memory Maker person at any of the restaurants, we did that. My son was like, okay, Mom, enough with the pictures, you know.
So it sounds like you felt like that was worth it.
Oh, definitely. I really do believe that is worth it.
Is there anything that you did during your trip that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, we did do all four parks in one day.
Oh, yeah. How did you do that?
We started with breakfast at Rainforest Cafe at Animal Kingdom. And we rode the River Journey again. And I know I've got it here on my phone, what we did and how we did it. Okay, here we go. All right, we took the bus from Pop Century to Animal Kingdom. We had breakfast at Rainforest Cafe. Mm-hmm. They've got a very nice breakfast there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did the Navi River Journey. We rode the bus to Hollywood Studios. We did the Star Tours. We rode Path of the Jedi. We watched Path of the Jedi movie short. We had lunch at Starbucks, and we took the boat to Epcot. At Epcot, we saw Figment, and then we took the monorail to Magic Kingdom going through the TTC.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Magic Kingdom, we did Winnie the Pooh.
So was this a goal of yours to do all four in one day? Is that why you did that?
Yes. Okay. I wanted to be able to say, I've done all four parks in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew wore my Apple Watch that day, and he ended up walking about 12 miles.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
he
a long
was
way.
One tired boy, and that was the day before we left.
I hate to bring up a thing that doesn't exist anymore, but this is why I love the express transportation so much, because you could go park to park, and it cut down the walking because you were going in and out of the parks within the park. You didn't have to go out the front and go back through security and all that stuff.
Right. And fortunately, it was not a very busy day at any of the parks when we got to security. So it didn't take very long at all.
Mm-hmm. I guess 12 miles in a day isn't that bad for doing all four parks.
Yeah, and we were exhausted by the time that day ended, but we had a lot of fun. We enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, that's a fun thing to do. So, sounds like overall good trip. You liked your hotel. The trip dates worked out well for you. You made the most of the park time, even if plans didn't go according to what you thought they were going to. The surprise got pulled off. So overall, it sounds like it was a success.
Yes, it was. And he will be helping me plan our next trip for 2021. So that way he can get himself psyched up, because it's going to be a friends and family trip. Try to get just as many people as we can to go.
That's fun. And there's going to be lots of new things to research for that trip, because there will be many new things open. And hopefully Andrew will get a chance to try those out.
Oh, yes, I'm sure he will. And because he's already talked a little bit about it. And good. I think we're going to have a great time on that trip.
Good. Thank you for joining me, Susan. It's been a delight to hear all about your plans. And I'm glad that it went well for you.
Well, thank you so very much for having me on your show. I really enjoy listening to it.
Yes. Happy to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that report from Susan. Certainly introduced some interesting elements that we may not have covered before here on the podcast. I did want to share a quick tip before we wrap it up today, and this was sent in by Jennifer. She said, "My friend and I recently traveled to Disney World together without kids, which is so much fun. While standing at the front of the line for Rock and Roller Coaster, I noticed that there are two rows in each limousine car. The front row of each car appears to have several more inches of legroom than the back row. This piece of info may make the ride much more comfortable for your taller listeners, as it did me, because I'm roughly 6 feet tall. We had been directed to a back row when we entered the line, but a cast member kindly accommodated my request to switch once I noticed the difference." So thank you for that, Jennifer. If you would like to submit a quick tip, you can do that by emailing Shannon at wdwprepschool.com, or you can use the SpeakPipe voicemail line, which is always in the show notes. And I think that is going to wrap up this episode. For more information, you can look in the show notes or go to the website, find podcast at the top, and look for episode 167. Until next time, I will see you on the site.